Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Fire up the grill. Fill up your cup. And get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for DeMar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Dion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What this is not on here?
The Fan.
Bad boy. Go win, go win.
Hour number two, Football Sunday. That's right, Rashad. We aren't going anywhere.
This song's probably gonna have to go somewhere.
Oh, I mean,
man. Your boy Puffy, man.
Listen. Did not age well.
Not at all.
Did I foresee what was gonna happen before the season? No. So we're gonna get through this
before year. This season.
Listen, Dirt and Sprague had this with their closed music a couple years ago. They were using MJ, and you know, some things happen in society where it's like, that song doesn't hit like it used to.
No.
But that beat goes.
We were going to use I Believe I Can Fly to end the show,
no,
but
really.
For obvious reasons, real we're not going to do that anymore. Yeah, real talk. That's the one we should do next time.
Actually, in all the music, hot like pop culture news talk, whatever. Did you see Lady Gaga? This had to have come out recently.
Another meat dress?
No, has nothing to do with her dress. Is actually Lady Gaga pulling one over on every radio station across America. I think maybe the world besides Kiss 108, which I believe is in Los Angeles. Her song Poker Face, there's in the middle of it where she's going pop 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 poker face. Well, there's a thing where she switches from poker face to sing F, and nobody really picked it up. Nobody.
Nice.
We're talking no radio stations except one. And she, this had to have been a recent TikTok, was at a show talking about how, well, she pulled one over on basically everybody.
And so all those stations got fined by the FCC, and Lady Gaga with her millions of dollars just got to sit in her mansion laughing at all these people having to, and all these broadcast companies and, well, not companies, but
it's a great practical market, joke. Good job, Lady Gaga.
I don't even think the FCC, that's the funny part. I don't think the FCC even caught it. Nobody caught it.
Well, I think it's like someone has to complain for the FCC to actually do something, which I'm going to guess there was maybe one listener out there that complained.
Let's lean into it. Probably wasn't like the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake Super Bowl complaint.
All-timer.
500,000 complaints.
I don't know who was complaining.
I cannot believe.
Who was complaining? Did you complain?
Oh, no.
Did you complain? See,
I had the O face after that. I was
like
that, right there, YouTube. That was my face when I saw Janet Jackson in that.
We were like 9, right? Because I was like 12 or 13. So all formidable years for us here.
Oh
so,
God,
I didn't know
what a pasty was.
I was early 20s. I was, hey man, yes, that was an awesome moment.
What year was that?
Penny from Good Time showed her boobs on TV.
2001,
yes.
2 or 3. I think
we gotta. What a. I'm totally spacing on what's the place in Washington, D.C. where we have a bunch of artifacts?
Smithsonian. National Archives.
Smithsonian, thank
the
you.
Smithsonian.
Yeah, we just need like a picture of JT and Janet in that very moment at the Super Bowl. Like that is a moment that changed our country.
It was.
It really did.
It really was, man. It brought us all together, I thought, and made us all closer.
Janet Jackson's boob.
One of the first real viral moments to ever, you know, especially like kind of the dawn of the internet and stuff like that, is one of the first real viral moments.
Buddy.
Tuning into the halftime show to see a wholesome music performance, and I end up seeing pornography.
Boobies.
I'm on the wiki page for right now. The incident, sometimes referred to as Nipplegate or Janetgate.
We've never called it that.
Also brought us the term wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction was that term. Yes.
That is so stupid. What is a wardrobe malfunction? Nothing. It's a coined term that we had to come up with as the media.
Like, hey,
we're stupid.
I am just going to let you know that this year's Super Bowl, well, it's not going to be the Super Bowl, but it will be the 20th anniversary of that halftime performance.
So it was 03 or 04?
2004. February 1st, 2004. So once we get to that point of that, it's going to be, we have gone 20 Super Bowls.
And no nipples since then.
Do we get a Janet Jackson and JT appearance at this year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Probably. Well, Usher is there, so you might get a nipple.
Honestly, Usher and JT and Janet, like, they're all, I know Janet's older, but they were all releasing hits at the same time, like...
Weren't Usher and JT both on Lindsay Lohan's shtup list? I don't know.
Oh, really?
Many,
I don't know.
But
well, she had a written list.
I mean, I was, all right, at one point.
Damn you, Joe. I'm jealous of that.
Only a couple years ago, though.
I was, too.
She was scraping the
jealous of both of you.
She was scraping the bottom of the barrel at that point. You can
things
tell...
Things weren't going well for Linz at that point.
We're filibustering and stalling.
Yes, we are.
Until... They're going on location to each one of these schools and their watch parties.
They're not
going to
announce this until, like, 9:45, dude.
This is one of the worst parts about basically ESPN is how much they lie about when things are going to happen. They're like, all right,
they're going to drag this
9 o'clock is when we get their rankings. And it's like, well, that's when the broadcast starts. And then at 9:25 is when you're going to tell me who teams 20 through 25 are.
They're going to check in from every campus. Break. They're going to check in from every single campus and let us know that.
And we're live at SMU.
And I came off to
Tulane. Apparently, Michigan was partying until 4 a.m.
I mean,
tight. Like, we don't, that's information that we don't really need, but cool. Thank you for letting us know the college kids were kicking it after they just won a championship.
Molly McGrath live from University Place. Looks like a guy's doing a beer bong behind you. Talk about that party progression last night.
Honestly, she doesn't, I mean, she can just stay on this TV.
Oh, yeah.
If they could just have her do the college football playoff
announcement.
Well,
I bet her hair smells good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's getting a little something,
herbal essence.
Something bathwater, I think.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Jeez, guys. What the hell are we doing?
Molly McGrath.
You're going to start soliciting, like, feet pics live on air. Let's go to something else.
Bro, that's the next step of evolution with 1080 The Fan. We've talked about this with Patrick Harris, is that he needs to start doing feet videos for our stream. And then,
don't they have a site for that? Like, a whole site that people are...
Oh, yeah. 1080 The OnlyFans is what I'm calling it.
Oh, I like it.
The OnlyFans.
I like it.
We get Will Ortner, Patrick Harris, and Suk in here from some sort of bald fetish.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we got a lot of different angles we can go.
A lot of ladies love the bald head. I don't know why, but they do. Because I'm not a woman, so I can't even begin to understand that, but they're into it.
Love the bald boys. All right, let's take a break. Hopefully we have it. Rashad, you look, you throwing your hand up. You look upset. What's wrong?
I'm like, why? Where's
Molly?
Where's Washington?
These are the teams that they're showing the four teams that are on the quote unquote bubble. Like Washington's good. I don't know why you're tripping about Washington.
Because man, I feel like that Pac-12 hate is about to come in to play somewhere today. I feel like they're gonna do something weird.
Hey, the last commercial break, Rashad's like, whoa, they just showed a graphic and Washington was on. I was like, it's a graphic.
Don't like it, man.
Rashad. Already
they're in.
The fact that they're not talking about Washington enough since this broadcast has started has me worried.
They just had Molly McGrath in Washington.
You watch sports and programs about sports like I do, and I love
Molly McGrath was very distracting, so I understand if you don't know where she was or who she
was
even
talking
about. There's
a big W next to her name. I get it, you know.
Can I spice things up next segment with some simulated BCS standings for the Final Four?
Yeah, let's get the BCS Final Four first before the actual Final Four.
And this is a spicy one. This is.
It's always nice to remind ourselves of where we used to be and how far we've come. All right, so let's take one more break, and hopefully ESPN will stop lying to us and actually give us some rankings. Like I said, they'll do 25 to 20, and then 19 to 15, and then 14 to 10 commercial break, and we're not going to find this out until like 9:45. So
don't like Marty Smith's tie and suit, though. Don't like that.
I have feelings about Marty Smith. But
he was on NASCAR and golf coverage at one point.
He looks like he can do all that stuff. He looks like a NASCAR
golf,
guy.
He was terrible at golf. NASCAR, that's where he fits. Football,
literally,
yes. Golf, no.
All it is because of the accent.
They threw him on Masters.
You put a generic ass white dude voice like mine on that body, he ain't getting all that. All those calls. Hey, can you go to this game? Can you go cover that? Because of that southern drawl he has. And I'm telling you, I talked to Nick Saban last night. He said, we did what we had to do.
He does have cool hair. He's got Jesse Palmer-esque hair, though.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's the pink tie with the blazer, it's a good...
I don't like the shirt. That's what's killing me.
Yeah, the undershirt, that doesn't really match everything right there.
Don't like it.
Laura Rutledge, looking good as well. All right. We break. Hopefully, I have a top four college football playoff for you next here on Football Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
So here we are at 9:18, and I'm looking at the TV, and I'm looking at ESPN, and I see...
No Washington. Yet.
I definitely don't see four top college football playoff teams. I see an ad for Rinvoq, and then I just saw one for DiGiorno's.
Rinvoq. Yeah, it's psoriasis medicine, I think.
The fact that you even know.
I've seen the commercial, you know.
Yeah. Nothing is everything.
Yeah, I think this is it. I think this is one. No, wait. I don't know. That's a... Yeah, I think this is that one.
God, kill me now. Why do they do this? Like, we're going to really go up until who do you love and not have the college football playoff?
Can I, like...
The top four?
What time's this show over?
I still have time to throw some picks for the CFP into who do you love, technically.
Right, yeah. But we get to the next picks, segment, yeah. The who do you love, and it's like, all right, for who do you love,
I think. Number one.
Yeah. God. Now we... Papa John's? Dude, I am just...
With Shaq.
Okay.
It's a different Papa John's
again,
now.
We're filibustering. But Papa John's has never been good.
Well,
Papa John's pizza
that butter sauce is gross. That butter sauce
is gross.
Well, granted, I haven't had it in like 15, 20
years.
It's
gross. So I have a Papa John's about a block away from my home, and for my son, like he wanted pizza. All right, bro, let's go get some pizza. It's not very good.
Hey, I know something we can talk about until they give us the college football playoff.
Let's hear it.
Bo Nix Heisman.
I'd tease the simulated BCS too, but
give me that first.
Yeah, let's start there.
Yeah, let's fulfill our
because we can go last segment Heisman, our final thoughts on that.
No,
but yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and this is always interesting to me.
Give me something that doesn't actually matter.
Well, I don't know if you guys follow the X account or Twitter account, whatever you want to call it, bcsknowhow.com, but they are one of like my I am a P1 of this X account.
Again, it's a great reminder of how far we've come from relying on computers to decide how good teams are.
Yeah, so every week after the coaches and AP poll come out, they do a simulated BCS ranking, and it's interesting because now obviously we have the CFP that's four teams will be extended to 12 next season, but
humans choosing it.
Yeah, instead of a computer, but always interesting to see how the computer would rank current day teams. So here we go, guys. Let's start from 4-1. Or no. You know what? No, that's less. I think 1-4 is actually a little bit more. Give you a little bit more of something to hang on here. So number one, under the simulated BCS standings for this year would be Michigan.
Okay. The computer's good so far.
And this would be the championship game under the BCS format. It would be Michigan v. Washington at number two. So check this out.
That would be the championship game, Michigan-Washington.
Yes, the BCS rankings would give Washington, and I think it's because they beat Oregon twice, give them enough points because this is, once again, based on a point system and a score. All computerized based on algorithms to, you know, vault Washington above Alabama, Florida State, Texas, Georgia, every single person. So that's a little crazy, right? Number three and four, I think, are interesting as well because they would make up the second game of a semifinal of a college football playoff, and that would be Alabama at number three. Number four, Florida State. So left out, you guys, according to the BCS, would be Texas and Georgia as the very unhappy fan bases this morning.
I see a graphic now on the TV.
Oh, see the BCS leading into the actual rankings. Oh, we nailed it. All right,
BCS getting the number, or Alabama getting number three. That'd be hilarious. Yeah, I honestly would love to see that.
Oh, Michigan at number one.
Yeah, Michigan is the number one ranked team at 13-0, no surprise there. Just been rolling opponents all year. They win the Big Ten championship. Oh!
There you go.
Oh,
just went from 6 to noon real quick.
Woo!
Michigan, they beat Iowa, 26-0 yesterday?
Yes.
Dude, and here they go. They now have to do a live look into the Michigan watch party.
They knew Michigan was going to be in the top four. Oh, we knew this.
The suspense, guys. Wonder where we're going to land.
By the way, Jim Harbaugh, final year in Michigan, right?
Yeah, this is it. More than likely.
Say so.
I mean, unless they win if they win the national championship, I think yes. This is his last.
Oh, either way.
Yeah, I think that is the best way that you can go out if you're Jim Harbaugh, is national championship for Michigan. I've done my part. See ya. Best of luck to you all. And the other undefeated team, Washington, 13-0. They are your number two ranked team. So number one and number two, not much of a surprise.
You did it, Pac-12.
Matching the hypothetical BCS we did it. Rankings.
Pac-12, we're on top.
The disrespect to Washington in that pre-show.
I don't know, they weren't talking about the Huskies enough. I don't like it.
Not enough graphics of them.
Not at all.
Molly McGrath.
So Washington Huskies. Yeah, cool. Good for them. Whatever.
No, this is where it gets very hairy, though. 3-4. Oh, my gosh.
Man. Number three, I think you got to give it to Texas here. Like, I think that they won a better conference. They are a better team. They beat Alabama. They looked convincing as hell against Oklahoma State. Offensive firepower, Quinn Ewers. Like, there's so many factors to why that team is a better team than Florida State. And there they are at number three, Texas, 12-1.
Wow.
So you will get Washington versus Texas.
Wow, the Texas Longhorns.
In the college football playoff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And Florida State, I think Florida State has to be in the fourth spot. But
not Alabama, huh?
I think it's hard for you to keep an undefeated
Power
five out of the playoff.
Like, power
I think
five
there's,
is, that
there
is
needs
the
to be something
here.
For being an undefeated team in college football, which is incredibly hard to do. And so if you got the two other undefeated teams up there, there's no reason that Florida State wouldn't be.
Hey, fair to say that Texas is back?
I think so.
First college football playoff for Texas.
I think so.
How about that? All right.
Colt McCoy isn't walking through that door anytime soon.
We're sitting here waiting for them to reveal that number four team.
Florida State or
Alabama.
Whether
it's Florida State.
It's not going to be Georgia. It's not. At this point, if Texas is in, we're not going to see Georgia in. I truly believe that, unfortunately, for you Bulldog fans.
And what do they do? Of course, before showing the fourth team, they got to throw up another graphic comparing the resumes. How much do you want to bet they go to commercial break here?
Oh, man.
Do you think they're going to pull that on us?
My unborn kid.
They're going to pull an American Idol, and we're gonna find out
right after this break.
Right after this commercial break.
Damn it, secret. Only stretch the draft lottery out like half an hour, so this can't be stretched out more than like 20 minutes.
And the fourth team will be revealed after this commercial break. Yeah, I mean, they're looking at the strength of schedule rank. Bama has a fifth best strength of schedule rank and a fourth strength of record. Florida State, theirs is third for record because they're undefeated, but 55th strength of schedule. They got the graphic back up.
It's going to be Alabama, guys.
I'm no. Oh, my God.
Oh, six. Okay.
They teased the hell out of us.
Oh, they did it too. Oh, I thought it was going to be Georgia at number four. They put them at six.
This is extremely hard to watch when you don't have audio, because I'm sure that entire time they were like, all right, we're going to show you the number six team first, and we're sitting here.
Bastards.
We're sitting here waiting for them to reveal.
They went 1, 2, 3, 6.
So,
oh my God.
That's how they laid it out for
us. So
you
know, here's where it gets sticky, because they're gonna announce five, and then we're gonna pretty much know
guys,
who four
it's
is
be
off
Alabama
top.
Over Florida State, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
And the number four team is Alabama.
Alabama.
At 12-1. Alabama. They give Alabama the final college football playoff.
Told y'all, Tuscaloosa, Tallahassee.
Wow.
It's going to be the Tallahassee burn tonight.
Oh,
I cannot believe
that is a tragedy.
That,
man.
I
got to be honest, man.
I
that's
cannot
a tragedy.
Believe they just did that.
To an undefeated team. Like, I that's can. Crazy to me.
I mean, do you think if their quarterback didn't go down that they would be in?
They won games with their quarterback being down, like 13-0. Like, they still won two games.
They won two games with Rotemaker.
So,
I'm just looking at the Twitter timeline right now. Jeff Schwartz, former Oregon Duck, saying, wow, they actually did it. I can't believe it. So, Jeff Schwartz also with us, like, I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
With that all being said, and I'm sorry, guys, I think we're going to have to, like, put Who Do You Love on the back burner.
I'm with it.
I think we're going to have to say screw it this week, because we got to talk now about our official college football playoff matchups, which are Michigan, the one seed, versus the number four seed, Alabama.
It's going to be a great game.
And that will be your Rose Bowl game. And then the All-State Sugar Bowl will be number two, Washington, versus number three, Texas. Text in, type into the YouTube stream, react with us. We're going to talk about all of it next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Wow. I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
Yeah, someone just got screwed, man. I usually heard you smoke after you get screwed sometimes.
Yeah, lots.
Jeez.
Yeah, smoking that Florida State pack tonight. Some thoughts on the text line rematch from last year's Alamo Bowl, Washington versus Texas. Very true. Completely forgot because it was the Alamo Bowl. Not good memories at the Alamo Bowl. Another Texas is back. I think so. Horns up, baby. Horns up. I'm burnt orange for the next month. Let's go.
This guy can't support the rest of the Pac-12, but he's going to support Texas. Look at this guy over here, man.
Hey, that's Pac-12.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Was supposed to be?
Yeah.
This is a great point, and I'm sure Michigan is not too happy about it, but someone's saying, ha, 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 have fun, Michigan. Yeah, being the number one ranked team in the country and having to play in Alabama in an SEC school, not ideal, but hey, Texas beat Alabama. They're better, so they're ranked higher. Washington is undefeated. It all lines up. I cannot believe that they left Florida State out. I mean, looking at other tweets and reactions, I got to find Brandon Spreggs because I saw that he just tweeted out his a little bit ago. But here it is. Oh, my God. They effing did it, undefeated with a conference championship, and the committee goes out bending things for the SEC. That's true. I mean, this is, Rashad, we're talking in the commercial break. It's like, all right, they clearly value that SEC championship win more than an ACC championship win. The strength of schedule showed the difference between the two. Fourth strongest schedule for Alabama, 55th for Florida State. And I know I brought it up a couple weeks, and it sucks to say because it's just one player on a team of 80, 90 dudes. And as I said in the commercial break to Rashad, that Florida State defense is nasty.
It's good.
They clearly felt some way about this Florida State team at this point, whereas like they could not advance them. And if you're a Florida State fan, you probably have this deep down feeling knowing like you can't beat any of these four teams straight up. But the fact that you couldn't even get a chance, right? Like Michigan's defense and Florida State's defense, that's like almost like 1A, 1B in a sense. And Michigan's defense a little bit better, but Florida State's defense is a playoff caliber defense. But there's two sides of the ball. And the way that they looked at Alabama is that they're good on both sides of the ball right now. They're hitting their stride. I think it's unfortunate when you look at the back half of the season rather than the full picture of the entire season. But college football playoff makes their decision. And Alabama will be going to the playoff to take on Michigan. And then Washington versus Texas, which is going to be an absolute banger.
You feel bad for this Florida State team. You feel bad for Mike Norvell.
I really don't. I mean, it's Florida State.
I do. You know why? Because
I really feel bad for any of these five, six, seven.
Do we know why?
Bases.
Because Florida State hasn't been good since Jameis Winston was there. Florida State hasn't been good since Willie Taggart, you know, went there initially as their head coach. Man, Mike Norvell's last few seasons, 3 wins first year, 5 wins second year, got 10 wins last year. And then came through with an undefeated season in an ACC championship this year. And then you get left out of the top four for two teams that have a loss on their record. Like, I'm floored. Like, for a team that did everything right, you ran the table, you won your championship for your conference. Like, you were on your way to. If your quarterback doesn't go down, you're considered a top four team in the country. But your quarterback did go down, and you were still able to win 2 games, one of those being the ACC championship. And you're on the outside looking in, and you're looking at two teams that have losses on their records. Yeah, I'm pissed off. If I'm Mike Norvell, if I'm the Seminoles team, I'm pissed right now. Like, I'm not happy about any of this stuff. And, of course, yeah, you get to play Georgia in some school. So what? Don't care. Like, you want to play for the national championship, and per the rules of how this thing works, an undefeated Power 5 team that wins the championship, they are supposed to be in this top four. They are supposed to be in this playoff.
Yeah.
There's no way you can really say, I get it. Texas is a great team. Texas lost. Alabama is a great team. Alabama has a loss on their record. I kind of wish this were the BCS, because if this were the BCS, we would know for a fact that Florida State would probably be there, because they don't have a loss on their record.
Yeah, the ACC kind of got left hanging to dry.
I'm gonna give you a couple seconds to retract that statement, saying
Which
that
one?
You'd rather wish it was the BCS.
Man, at this, I'm saying,
do you remember those days?
I do
Rashad?
Remember the BCS. There were some inconsistencies at best, but now you got real people making these dumbass mistakes. Now you got a real group, a voting room of people that said, you know what? I get it. They're undefeated. They won their conference championship. I just think that this, you know, one, Alabama played this one game really well. We got to give it to them.
I mean, guys, I'm honestly, frankly surprised that the committee ranked Florida State even above.
Oh, wait, they're showing Florida State's reaction now.
Oh, that's it. Look at Norvell. Look at that stone face. Look, do you see, man, that is a man that is like inside just cogs.
Oh, God, they're breaking tables. They're burning things now.
They're not. They're wiping cows on their faces in disgust.
Boy.
And he's got to go tell his team, hey, guys.
Calm down.
Rally!
Sorry we got effed in the A.
Dude, that guy that they bring up there for college, get him a hairstylist. Boo Radley or whatever his name is.
Boo Corrigan, whatever.
Dude, every week, and I understand he's probably hasn't slept, but we can't get a comb over. Like, wet down a comb, put a little gel in that thing. Clean it up. This is the college. Look at the tie. Look at the collar.
Yeah, he looks disheveled. You know?
Unacceptable.
He's been up all night.
Unacceptable.
Clearly they haven't, because if you have, we would
have
been
up. Pride.
We would have went over that a few times. Like, man, are we sure we're putting Florida State at five? Like, let's review this one more time.
He looks like he's about to fall asleep live on air, honestly. Yeah, he's snoozing here soon.
Man, boo.
Wow. Read another reaction here. If Florida State is so much worse without Jordan Travis, then why are they ranked fifth? Drop them down to like ninth or something. If they're better than Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, then their undefeated record should put them in the playoffs.
But their strength of schedule, unfortunately.
Throw the schedule part out of the way. It's
Cincinnati,
like, if you're saying they're the fifth best team, then why aren't they good enough to be the fourth best team in undefeated? They're not better than Ohio State, Georgia, or Oregon.
Well, but you've got to find metrics to separate these guys. And unfortunately, strength of schedule, which is a little bit more tangible than just overall program prestige or how you're feeling about the program at any particular week. Like, Georgia, honestly, I think they got effed way bigger than Florida State here, because they ultimately, like, reigning national champions, undefeated season leading into the conference championship.
Non-conference champion.
Their loss came at the wrong time, all right? I get it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it
like,
does.
Win. It would be it's nice when you win. How about you get a schedule, and it has 13 games, and you win all of them? Sounds like a good way to get yourself in the playoff, especially if you're in a Power 5 conference.
Yo.
Listen, it's a good thing it's the last year of this, because, I mean, I can't believe I'm vouching for Florida State, and what a way to go out on this 14 playoff, too, this much drama.
Cincinnati made the playoff a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, what was that strength of schedule? Granted, there probably wasn't as much. I mean, I can't remember who that fifth team was who got left out that year, but I don't think there was as much controversy, because this was the second straight undefeated season for Cincinnati. They had proven themselves again. And again, that fifth team, I'm blanking on who that was on the bubble, but.
But if we're just in the terms of schedule, right?
If we're
talking about in the terms of schedule, Miami, Ohio, Murray State, Indiana, Notre Dame, which is Notre Dame, but they beat them 24-13.
When Notre Dame wasn't good.
Temple, UCF, Navy, Tulane, Tulsa, USF, SMU, East Carolina, Houston. They made it all. They
cool.
They ended up being the fourth seed because they had an undefeated schedule. They had an undefeated schedule at the undefeated record at that point. So the fact that you would put Cincinnati in last year, you would put TCU in, who, again, not taking anything away from those teams are making, but neither one of those teams are Florida State. So I don't know. I feel like we're lamenting Florida State right now when. Hey, man, I'm again, if you're that coaching staff, if you're those athletes, you're pissed right now. There's no logical reason that Florida State shouldn't be. And it's crazy that we're over here caping for Florida State. right now. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the rich don't need to get any richer, right? Like, they've won enough. They've got Deion Sanders went there. Like, they're really good. Like, Florida State is a good program. They've got Heismans and national championships and all that stuff. So we don't need to give them more credit. However, this is one of those things where you took a program that was floundering, turned them around into an eventual or what could have been a champion, and you left them out with 13 wins on the season. Crazy to me.
And what made that season actually even easier for them to decide that? And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Wow. I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
Yeah, someone just got screwed, man. I usually heard you smoke after you get screwed sometimes.
Yeah, lots.
Jeez.
Yeah, smoking that Florida State pack tonight. Some thoughts on the text line rematch from last year's Alamo Bowl, Washington versus Texas. Very true. Completely forgot because it was the Alamo Bowl. Not good memories at the Alamo Bowl. Another Texas is back. I think so. Horns up, baby. Horns up. People, oh, I'm burnt orange for the next month. Let's go.
This guy can't support the rest of the Pac-12, but he's going to support Texas. Look at this guy over here, man.
Hey, that's Pac-12.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Was supposed to be.
Yeah.
This is a great point, and I'm sure Michigan is not too happy about it, but someone's saying, ha, 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 have fun, Michigan. Yeah, being the number one ranked team in the country and having to play in Alabama in an SEC school, not ideal, but hey, Texas beat Alabama. They're better, so they're ranked higher. Washington is undefeated. It all lines up. I cannot believe that they left Florida State out. I mean, looking at other tweets and reactions, I got to find Brandon Spreggs because I saw that he just tweeted out his a little bit ago. But here it is. Oh, my God. They effing did it undefeated with a conference championship, and the committee goes out bending things for the SEC. That's true. I mean, this is Rashad, we're talking in the commercial break. It's like, all right, they clearly value that SEC championship win more than an ACC championship win. The strength of schedule showed the difference between the two. Fourth strongest schedule for Alabama, 55th for Florida State. And I know I brought it up a couple weeks, and it sucks to say because it's just one player on a team of 80, 90 dudes. And as I said in the commercial break to Rashad, that Florida State defense is nasty.
It's good.
They clearly felt some way about this Florida State team at this point, whereas like they could not advance them. And if you're a Florida State fan, you probably have this deep down feeling knowing like you can't beat any of these four teams straight up. But the fact that you couldn't even get a chance, right? Like Michigan's defense and Florida State's defense, that's like almost like 1A, 1B in a sense. And Michigan's defense a little bit better, but Florida State's defense is a playoff caliber defense. But there's two sides of the ball. And the way that they looked at Alabama is that they're good on both sides of the ball right now. They're hitting their stride. I think it's unfortunate when you look at the back half of the season rather than the full picture of the entire season. But college football playoff makes their decision. And Alabama will be going to the playoff to take on Michigan. And then Washington versus Texas, which is going to be an absolute banger.
You feel bad for this Florida State team. You feel bad for Mike Norvell.
I really don't. I mean, it's Florida State.
I do. You know why? Because
I really feel bad for any of these five, six, seven.
Do you know why?
Because
Florida State hasn't been good since Jameis Winston was there. Florida State hasn't been good since Willie Taggart, you know, went there initially as their head coach. Man, Mike Norvell's last few seasons, 3 wins first year, 5 wins second year, got 10 wins last year. And then came through with an undefeated season in an ACC championship this year. And then you get left out of the top four for two teams that have a loss on their record. Like, I'm floored. Like, for a team that did everything right, you ran the table, you won your championship for your conference. Like, you were on your way to. If your quarterback doesn't go down, you're considered a top four team in the country. But your quarterback did go down, and you were still able to win 2 games, one of those being the ACC championship. And you're on the outside looking in, and you're looking at two teams that have losses on their records. Yeah, I'm pissed off. If I'm Mike Norvell, if I'm the Seminoles team, I'm pissed right now. Like, I'm not happy about any of this stuff. And, of course, yeah, you get to play Georgia in some school. So what? Don't care. Like, you want to play for the national championship. And per the rules of how this thing works, an undefeated Power 5 team that wins the championship, they are supposed to be in this top four. They are supposed to be in this playoff.
Yeah.
There's no way you can really say, I get it. Texas is a great team. Texas lost. Alabama is a great team. Alabama has a loss on their record. I kind of wish this were the BCS. Because if this were the BCS, we would know for a fact that Florida State would probably be there because they don't have a loss on their record.
Yeah, the ACC kind of got left hanging to dry.
I'm gonna give you a couple seconds to retract that statement, saying
Which
that
one?
You'd rather wish it was the BCS.
Man, at this, I'm saying.
Do you remember those days?
I do remember the BCS. There were some inconsistencies at best, but now you got real people making these dumbass mistakes. Now you got a real group, a voting room of people that said, you know what? I get it. They're undefeated. They won their conference championship. I just think that this, you know, Alabama played this one game really well. We got to give it to them.
I mean, guys, I'm honestly, frankly surprised that the committee ranked Florida State even above.
Oh, wait, they're showing State's reaction now.
Oh, that's it. Look at Norvell. Look at that stone face. Do you see, man? That is a man that is like inside, just cogs.
Oh God, they're breaking tables. They're burning things now.
They're not. They're wiping cows on their faces in disgust.
Boy.
And he's got to go tell his team, hey, guys.
Calm down.
Rally!
Sorry we got effed in the A.
Dude, that guy that they bring up there for college, get him a hairstylist. Boo Radley or whatever his name is.
Boo Corrigan, whatever.
Dude, every week, and I understand he's probably hasn't slept, but we can't get a comb over. Like, wet down a comb, put a little gel in that thing. Clean it up. This is the college. Look at the tie. Look at the collar.
Yeah, he looks disheveled. You know?
Unacceptable.
He's been up all night.
Unacceptable.
Clearly they haven't, because if you have we would
have
been
surprised.
We would have went over that a few times. Like, man, are we sure we're putting Florida State at five? Like, let's review this one more time.
He looks like he's about to fall asleep live on air. Honestly, yeah, he's snoozing here soon.
Man, boo.
Wow. Read another reaction here. If Florida State is so much worse without Jordan Travis, then why are they ranked fifth? Drop them down to like ninth or something. If they're better than Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, then their undefeated record should put them in the playoffs.
But their strength of schedule, unfortunately.
At that point, that throw the schedule part out of the way. It's
Cincinnati,
like, if you're saying they're the fifth best team, then why aren't they good enough to be the fourth best team in undefeated? They're not better than Ohio State, Georgia, or Oregon.
Well, but you've got to find metrics to separate these guys. And unfortunately, strength of schedule, which is a little bit more tangible than just overall program prestige or how you're feeling about the program at any particular week. Like, Georgia, honestly, I think they got effed way bigger than Florida State here because they ultimately... Like, reigning national champions, undefeated season leading into the conference championship.
Non-conference champion.
Their loss came at the wrong time, all right? I get it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
it does. Like, win. It's nice when you win. How about you get a schedule, and it has 13 games, and you win all of them? Sounds like a good way to get yourself in the playoff, especially if you're in a Power 5 conference.
Yo,
listen, it's a good thing it's the last year of this because, I mean, I can't believe I'm vouching for Florida State, and what a way to go out on this 14 playoff, too, this much drama.
Cincinnati made the playoff a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, what was that strength of schedule? Granted, there probably wasn't as much. I mean, I can't remember who that fifth team was who got left out that year, but I don't think there was as much controversy because this was the second straight undefeated season for Cincinnati. They had proven themselves again. And again, that fifth team, I'm blanking on who that was on the bubble, but.
Yeah. But if it's just in the terms of schedule, right?
Yeah.
If we're talking about in the terms of schedule, Miami, Ohio, Murray State, Indiana, Notre Dame, which is Notre Dame, but they beat them 24-13.
When Notre Dame wasn't good.
Temple, UCF, Navy, Tulane, Tulsa, USF, SMU, East Carolina, Houston. They made it all. They ended up being the fourth seed because they had an undefeated schedule. They had an undefeated schedule, an undefeated record at that point. So the fact that you would put Cincinnati in, last year you would put TCU in, who, again, not taking anything away from those teams are making, but neither one of those teams are Florida State. So I don't know. I feel like we're lamenting Florida State right now when – hey, man, I'm again, if you're that coaching staff, if you're those athletes, you're pissed right now. There's no logical reason that Florida State shouldn't be. And it's crazy that we're over here caping for Florida State right now. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the rich don't need to get any richer, right? Like, they've won enough. They've got – Deion Sanders went there. Like, they're really good. Like, Florida State is a good program. They've got Heismans and national championships and all that stuff. So we don't need to give them more credit. However, this is one of those things where you took a program that was floundering, turned them around into an eventual or what could have been a champion, and you left them out with 13 wins on the season. Crazy to me.
And what made that season actually even easier for them to decide that, and I'll have to retract my statement on Notre Dame not being good, because that season, Notre Dame was the fifth team in the college football playoff ranking, and their one loss was to Cincinnati.
So it makes sense for them not to be there,
right? So that made it a hell of a lot easier for them to look at Cincinnati, an undefeated non-Power 5 team that had gone undefeated for the second year in a row, with a win over one of the top teams in the country, the team that was right there on the bubble. And then it was Ohio State was 10-2. They lost to Michigan. Big East didn't even go to the Big East championship game. So there was, again, it was easier that year for them to look at Cincinnati and be like, yeah, schedule sucks, but the second year in the row, they clearly have a good team, and they beat the one team who we're trying to decide against. There you go. Whereas this is the first time since the playoffs inception that an undefeated Power 5 team did not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's precedent that has been set. Now, thankfully, I think that they were able to do this because they know going forward, all these teams will be in next year. I think that the committee has a little bit easier time being able to stomach this and make this move because they can say, well, we'll see you there next year. Be good next year and it'll be fine. Because I think they can also say that, well, Florida State, you're not beating any of these four teams. if we put you in against Michigan, you're not beating them, Washington, like, you're not, so, sorry to say, we don't believe in you. And if you are good next year, Norvell's coming back, if Jordan Travis comes back, you know, I don't know what his years of eligibility, I doubt that he's going to the NFL after just breaking his leg, but that is a case, then next year, Florida State, you go 12-1, 13-0 again, you're going to leave them out a second year in a row? So, obviously, that's a lot of projection and, you know, things that we don't know about in the future. But
hey, man. Well, Florida State, get ready for the Cheez-It Bowl again.
Gosh, I got a lot of stuff to look up after the show because I haven't even looked at, like, Florida State fan reaction yet. Like,
honestly, I bet you Oregon, Florida State might get Georgia, but Florida State also might get a team like Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl or something like that. So because I was looking at bowl projections yesterday, and if Alabama were out, then it would have been like Alabama v. Oregon Fiesta Bowl possibility. So I mean, Oregon could still get the Seminoles here in bowl season.
College football playoff games will all be played on New Year's Day rather than on New Year's Eve. Which sometimes the calendar works out where that's the case. Give me games on New Year's Day.
That always works better.
All day long. I prefer that so much more. Boy, we got our college football playoff ranking. Oh, yeah, they showed the Michigan watch party when they announced Alabama. There was a lot of surrender cobras going on in that room. A lot of hands to head immediately. So, and they're going to be talking to Jim on ESPN. We're going to take a commercial break and put a bow on this show. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher. This is Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, college football playoff has been set, but there's bigger matters to attend to right now. Coach Fisher is making his return to the hardwood this year, folks.
Look at him.
Not by choice. I definitely did put down on the application that I was willing to be assistant coach for my son's basketball team.
Oh, are you the head guy?
And then I got the email last week. Shockingly, no other parent wanted to step up and be a head coach, and the league needed one more. They gave Fisher the call, and I would like to say without hesitation, there was a lot of hesitation. I took the job. I put the name on the dotted line. We're not going to talk about incentives,
yeah,
bonuses,
numbers. We're
not
going to talk about numbers.
Coach Fish is taking his talents to the middle school basketball
league. To the Shehalem Parks and Recs District, 5th, 6th grade rec league. Yeah, you'll see me there. Honestly, I cannot wait. Coaching basketball, there's something different than coaching football. Obviously, it's a different sport. But, yeah. The intimacy of a close group in the gym, the way the game is played, like how it's just so not living and dying on every play and back and forth. And honestly, at that age, it's so chaotic that it's a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, it's still chaotic, dude. In the NBA, the Mavs went on a 30-0 run last night and still lost.
I expect a lot of those out of my team this year, a lot of 30-0 runs.
Very little defense.
Exactly. So the one thing, though, like Sprague, because Brandon Sprague had to step up and coach his daughter's team last year. And so I've been talking to him over the last couple weeks about it. And sharing with him what we both don't like. And the first thing I say to him, I'm like, oh, dude, the thing I'm not looking forward to is the refs. And then he's like, oh, my God. It's not even like I'm going to get teed up. Well, I'll probably get
You're
teed up.
You're hoping to get teed up.
I'll probably get at least one tee this year. But these kids nowadays, I feel like I've talked about this on the show, are so damn scared to call anything. Because they don't want parents or coaches.
Well, because,
like,
man, you over there dressed up like Pat Riley with your hair slicked back and a suit on Saturday basketball.
Should I take the attention away from my kids every week and do like a different coach get up? So
I think
like
that'd
Pat
be great.
Riley one week, Jack Ramsey one week.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby.
Yeah.
No.
Just start choking kids.
You got to go Donnie. You got to go Donnie
throwing
Nelson.
Chairs yeah, in the
right.
In the
you got to go turtleneck and a suit jacket, Donnie Nelson style one.
That's a hard. Hey, man, that's a great look.
There's a Goodwill in Newburgh where I can find 95% of all these
Hell
clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's probably like 20 pairs of pants that look like something Jack Ramsey would have worn. Hell, ask my my grandparents. I'm sure they've got a lot of these clothes still lying around. Yeah, I'm gonna have to see how many games we have. And then be like, all right, we got 8 games, so that's 8 different wardrobes. Do I go like full Adidas tracksuit for one? Like a full Adidas jumper with
yeah,
the stripes
down
like the side?
Yeah, you got to go like NBA coach, like current day, you know, how they wear just the pants and shirt, you know?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I do hate how NBA coaches look on the sidelines.
I remember a
like,
dad
I agree.
Showing up a couple years ago to a basketball game in the gyms and all the coaches and parents. Dude, this guy was the... There becomes an age where you probably shouldn't be, you know, like a hype beast and a sneakerhead and wearing a bunch of Supreme and stuff like that. And this was one of the head coaches walks in with the Supreme backpack on and like Nike, what are the Off-Whites? Like this dude, I was like, this is Newburgh, you realize. Like you aren't going out to a club in L.A. or in Miami, New York. Like this is Newburgh.
Do I do?
Of course. I mean,
he wants those Newburgh hotties, brother.
Listen, I've been to a few different functions in Newburgh. Slim pickings, all right? Slim pickings.
I mean, they're
out there,
but yeah.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah.
And then you find out they're a horse girl.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, well, that's out the window.
We're okay. Thank you, though. You know, but no, I think, you know, coaching youth sports, especially basketball, always fun. Actually, I went out last night, and this is showing my age. Young lady walks past, and... She's just staring at me. And I
hey, coach.
Like, hey, and she was like, what's up? And started talking to me. I was like, oh, my God. Like, you're like 24 now, and you're a whole adult, you know. At
she call you coach?
At this point. Yeah. Yeah, kind of. So it's that super sucks. Weird when that happens. But, like, man, coaching youth basketball is always so much fun because it's grassroots, man. You get a chance to see kids that some of them might really take it seriously. And the great thing about being a youth coach is you have an opportunity to influence how that person feels about the sport moving forward.
Yeah. And that's,
there's so many people that played football one time and never again because they hated their coach or all they made him do was run or all they made him do was up downs or whatever. So I never want to play again.
There'll be plenty of those.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, but you gotta make kids, that fall
hardwood,
in love with the process.
That hardwood is going to be covered in puke from how many up downs I make those kids do.
See,
the janitor's not going to be happy.
That's
with
how
me.
You win championships, though.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward in teaching like work ethic. You know, like, hey, I need you here for an hour. Flip the switch, work your ass off for an hour. That's all I ask, right? Yeah. The concept of like teamwork and knowing your role and who needs to do what at fifth, sixth grade. That's gonna be
doesn't
tough.
Exist.
As far as that goes, but
everybody wants to score, so you just gotta.
But like you said, making kids love the game and hopefully being that coach that's like, dude, I remember that guy 20, 30 years later, and he made me love that game. So.
Absolutely.
But love all you guys out there. Love you guys. Another great show.
Love
Rashad
you,
Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, Football Sunday, and we will be back next week. More football to talk about.
We're riding for you, Florida State.
Horns up.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, college football playoff has been set. But there's bigger matters to attend to right now. Coach Fisher is making his return to the hardwood this year, folks.
Look at him.
Not by choice. I definitely did put down on the application that I was willing to be assistant coach for my son's basketball team.
Oh, are you the head guy?
And then I got the email last week. Shockingly, no other parent wanted to step up and be a head coach. And the league needed one more. They gave Fisher the call. And... I would like to say without hesitation, there was a lot of hesitation. I took the job. I put the name on the dotted line. We're not going to talk about incentives,
yeah,
bonuses,
numbers.
We're
not
going
to talk about numbers.
Coach Fish is taking his talents to the middle school basketball
league. To the Shehalem Parks and Recs District, 5th, 6th grade rec league. Yeah, you'll see me there. Honestly, I cannot wait. Coaching basketball, there's something different than coaching football. Obviously, it's a different sport. But, yeah. The intimacy of a close group in the gym, the way the game is played, like how it's just so not living and dying on every play and back and forth. And honestly, at that age, it's so chaotic that it's a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, it's still chaotic, dude. In the NBA, the Mavs went on a 30-0 run last night and still lost.
I expect a lot of those out of my team this year, a lot of 30-0 runs.
Very little defense.
Exactly. The one thing, though, like Sprague, because Brandon Sprague had to step up and coach his daughter's team last year. And so I've been talking to him over the last couple weeks about it. And sharing with him what we both don't like. And the first thing I say to him, I'm like, oh, dude, the thing I'm not looking forward to is the refs. And then he's like, oh, my God. It's not even like I'm going to get teed up. Well, I'll probably get
teed up.
You're
hoping to get teed up.
I'll probably get at least one tee this year. But these kids nowadays, I feel like I've talked about this on the show, are so damn scared to call anything. Because they don't want parents or coaches.
Well, because, man, you over there dressed up like Pat Riley with your hair slicked back and a suit on Saturday basketball.
Should I take the attention away from my kids every week and do like a different coach get up? So
I think
like Pat Riley one week, Jack Ramsey one week.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby, no.
Start choking kids.
You gotta go, Donnie. You gotta go, Donnie.
Throwing
Nelson.
Chairs in the
right.
You gotta go turtleneck and a suit jacket, Donnie Nelson style. One.
That's
week.
A hard. Hey, man, that's a great look.
There's a Goodwill in Newburgh where I can find 95% of all these
Hell
clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's probably like 20 pairs of pants that look like something Jack Ramsey would have worn. Hell, ask my my grandparents. I'm sure they've got a lot of these clothes still lying around. I'm gonna have to see how many games we have. And then be like, all right, we got 8 games, so that's 8 different wardrobes. Do I go like full Adidas tracksuit for one? Like a full Adidas jumper with the stripes
down the
side? Yeah,
you gotta go like NBA coach, like current day, you know, how they wear just the pants and shirt, you know?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I do hate how NBA coaches look on the sidelines.
I remember
I agree.
Showing up a couple years ago to a basketball game in the gyms and all the coaches and parents. Dude, this guy was the... There becomes an age where you probably shouldn't be, you know, like a hype beast and a sneakerhead and wearing a bunch of Supreme and stuff like that. And this was one of the head coaches walks in with the Supreme backpack on and like Nike, what are the Off-Whites? Like this dude, I was like, this is Newburgh, you realize. Like you aren't going out to a club in L.A. or in Miami, New York. Like this is Newburgh. Of course. I mean,
he wants those Newburgh hotties, brother.
Listen, I've been to a few different functions in Newburgh. Slim pickings, all right? Slim pickings.
I mean,
out
there. But yeah.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah.
And then you find out they're a horse girl.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, well, that's out the window.
We're okay. Thank you, though. You know, but no, I think, you know, coaching youth sports, especially basketball, always fun. Actually, I went out last night, and this is showing my age. Young lady walks past, and... She's just staring at me. And I was
hey, coach.
Like, hey, and she was like, what's up? And started talking to me. I was like, oh, my God. Like, you're like 24 now, and you're a whole adult, you know. At
she call you coach?
At this point. Yeah, kind of. So it's super weird when that happens. But, like, man, coaching youth basketball is always so much fun. Because it's grassroots, man. You get a chance to see kids that some of them might really take it seriously. And the great thing about being a youth coach is you have an opportunity to influence how that person feels about the sport moving forward.
Yeah, and that's...
There's so many people that played football one time and never again because they hated their coach. Or all they made him do was run.
Yep.
Or all they made him do was up-downs or whatever. So I never want to play again.
There'll be plenty of those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, but you gotta make kids... fall
that hardwood,
in love with the process.
That hardwood is going to be covered in puke from how many up downs I make those kids do.
See,
the janitor's not going to be happy.
That's
with
how
me.
You win championships, though.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward in teaching like work ethic. You know, like, hey, I need you here for an hour. Flip the switch, work your ass off for an hour. That's all I ask, right?
Yeah.
The concept of like teamwork and knowing your role and who needs to do what at 5th, 6th grade. That's gonna be tough. As far as that goes,
but everybody wants to score, so you just gotta.
But like you said, making kids love the game and hopefully being that coach that's like, dude, I remember that guy 20, 30 years later, and he made me love that game. So.
Absolutely.
But love all you guys out there. Love you guys. Another great show.
Love
Rashad
you,
Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, Football Sunday, and we will be back next week. More football to talk about.
We're riding for you, Florida State.
Horns up!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.